Some people are fond of reading books about Buddhism, and if they want to learn about meditation, they might go find a book. Or maybe nowadays some people go find an audio recording. For the book people, the book we're trying to read is found within ourselves. We're learning to read ourselves, read the signposts, the symptoms, the movements, the process of meditation that unfolds within us. That's the book to read. Or that's the audio recording to listen, to really listen deeply into what's happening here. And sooner or later, all that we are to discover in Buddhism is meant to be discovered here in our own body, in our own experience. So to learn to read the signposts, to read the, to read what's happening is part of the skill. And for samadhi, for developing concentration, the stability, this composure, this unification of mind, there are signposts. And the Pali word for signposts, usually translated into English as signs, is nimitta, N-I-M-I-T-A. And it's used in different ways down through the history of Buddhism. It has different meanings, what this is. Sometimes it's reduced in meaning to being a visual image that some people will see when their concentration gets strong. Maybe they're seeing light, maybe white light or yellow light. It kind of lights up as they get concentrated. And so the image is called a nimitta. But in the early Buddhist tradition, a nimitta is any kind of sign or indicator of the presence of something or that something's about to happen. And so the Buddha said that the nourishment for samadhi, what feeds and supports samadhi, is two of these nimittas, two of these signposts that we can find and we can read, we can recognize in ourselves. And one of them is this word samatha, S-A-M-A-T-H-A, and which means tranquility or calm or quietude. And the other is a word that means something like non-dispersal or non-fragmentation or non-agitation of our thinking mind. And so part of this unification process, this gathering together, being centered here, we're not being decentered by spinning out. I think the Pali word that's translated as non-dispersal could maybe be read as non-decentered, these are nimittas. So as we start getting concentrated, as we start getting settled, and start a steadiness of mind, then to recognize these signposts, to recognize that there is a quietude or a tranquility or a serenity, however we want to translate this word, sammata. And to recognize we're starting to be non-decentered. We're starting to be not scattered or dispersed in our minds, and the mind's not jumping around and chasing every thought that comes along, and we're wandering off for minutes at a time in our fantasies or our thoughts. But there's a real feeling now of being gathered in, being non-dispersed, being here. And that doesn't have to. Neither one of these have to be very strong at first. And this is where learning to know that these are signposts. They're kind of pointing the way. So there might be a lot of agitation. There might be a lot of dispersal of the mind. But if we keep focusing on those, it's too easy to reinforce those. And the nourishment for samadhi is to take in, to allow us to experience or to be supported by tranquility and non-dispersal of the mind, this centeredness of the mind. And so even if there's a lot of agitation, to recognize maybe in the cracks of it, behind it, in the back room of it, in the attic, in the basement, somewhere inside, to recognize, oh, there's a little bit there. Yes, I'm agitated, but in fact, little bit in my sternum, there's a little feeling of tranquility there. A little bit in my hands. My hands feel steady and confident and a little bit calm, tranquil. And so to find where it might be, don't manufacture it and don't worry too much if you can't find it. We're talking about now, as meditation deepens and deepens, not just from, you know, just sitting down and boom, there you have to be able to do this, but as you begin feeling yourself settling and feeling yourself getting more and more here and calmer than you were before, that's when you start feeling, that's where to appreciate, to affirm, to validate these signs, these signposts, this is good. This is the path forward. This is the direction to go. This is the now I've picked up the book where the chapter where I left it. This is where where, you know, now I'm picking up again, where, you know, the place where my practice is really deepening. And so to recognize these these signposts. So I see there's a, for the other nimitta, there's two nimittas in Pali. The Pali one is samatha, and the other one is avyagga, avyagga, A-V-Y-A-G-G-A. And agga could mean like center, and the V-Y is divided or separated, and A means not separated from the center. So this idea of being centered. So there are other signposts for samadhi. There's a lot of them. And so over time you might learn these different ones that can support us. Oh, this is good. Now that we're in the territory, this is the direction forward. Because to recognize it, not so much to be not at all to be attached to it or try to engineer and work too hard to get concentrated, but simply to not, for the mind, to begin recognizing that this is the way forward, this is the path in the forest, as opposed to being distracted by every little troll and bird and insect and butterfly off into the forest, and we go chasing after it and we lose the trail. So to gather ourselves together, to start feeling and recognizing these signposts. So some of the other ones are, some people feel have the physical sensations that shift and change, that show they're getting concentrated. There can be tingling, feeling of lightness, a feeling of warmth, the glow, the feeling there might be. Some people, there's a strong feeling of physical pleasure, sometimes a little bit of pressure, vibration that begins happening someplace, sometimes in the forehead, the people feel it there, sometimes in the chest, sometimes the belly. And sometimes parts of our body, like the arms, start feeling so light, and maybe even they seem to disappear because things are so tranquil, so peaceful there. Or other parts of the body. There might be visual signposts. Like I said, there might be the field of vision starts might get completely white or some other color. Sometimes there are some people, when they get concentrated, will see little shapes in their field of vision, sometimes geometrical shapes. And it's important not to get distracted by these things, by the visual images, especially if there's like geometrical signs or shapes or something. But they are supportive. And so to take them kind of like in the background of your experience, oh, I'm on track. I'm getting this is a signpost that I'm getting concentrated, that I'm deepening here. And then there are what could be considered maybe more mental signposts or emotional signposts. A common one is joy, and feeling a joy welling up. delight, the kind of pleasure. Sometimes it's even a sense of rapture when the samadhi gets strong. But there's a feeling of delight, of gladness, of relief that might be there. And sometimes it's a deep sense of happiness, something that's more sublime, more settled, more of a sense of contentment, a deep contentment in the quietude here. And sometimes a sign of getting concentrated is that the mindfulness gets clearer and clearer, the awareness gets clearer and clearer, and there becomes more equanimity in that clear awareness, which is equanimous. We're less likely to be reactive to things, and feeling that equanimity feels so good. And so don't expect all these things to happen at once. And maybe don't even try to memorize and look for all the things I've talked about. The two things the Buddha emphasized as nimittas was this tranquility or calm, quietude, samatha, or this non-decenteredness, the non-dispersal, non-scatterness of the mind being composed. And both of those are supported by the two actions, verbs, the Buddha used when he instructed us for what in English we might say become concentrated. He didn't use the English word concentrated because he didn't speak English. He used two words. One was the word to settle, and the other is to steady. To settle on something and to steady oneself on something. So those four can be your signposts. Settle, the settling on the breathing or in your experience, a steadiness with your breathing, a delightful, warm, content, quietude, tranquility, and a non-decenteredness. Feeling, this is good to really be here, not scattered anymore. And perhaps you can read the inner book, read yourself, and see if you can find that supports you and guides you and gives you kind of more something to, in a good sense of the term, hold on to as you're developing concentration and or be a cheerleaders or support from the side to stay there, be there. This is good. Keep opening to this. And if you're not ready for that, or if you're not, if it doesn't work because you're trying too hard, or you're not, it's too much work, just put it aside. But sooner or later, hopefully, you begin recognizing your signposts for what it means when the goodness of samadhi, goodness of being settled and unified, begins to come into play. And then to appreciate that, to validate that, to affirm that, so the mind knows this is what's important, this is what's valuable. Thinking about trolls and butterflies and all the other things are useful sometimes, but not for the purpose of meditation. So thank you all very much, and we'll continue tomorrow.